Kirkland Lake, an accessible parking lot at a Kirkland Lake Recreation Complex, is finally moving ahead. Kirkland Lake Council has approved the $99,441 project for the paving and parking construction at the Joe Mavranac Community Complex. While it's $47,000 than what the town originally anticipated spending, money saved from another project is helping cover the additional cost. The project will include the replacement of about 1,115 square meters of paved roadway and will add 6 accessible parking spaces with access aisles. Ground remediation work will also be done because there can't be more than a 2% grade. It's one of 2 projects at the complex that were approved for the 2022 budget, however, only one has been completed so far. The first project saw the side parking lot lighting upgraded, which was under budget by $76,806. 2 paving companies expressed interest in the Allen Avenue parking lot project, but the town didn't receive any bids. A request for quotation was reissued this year with 2 bids being received, however, the lowest bid is more than what was budgeted. During council's meeting on Tuesday, September 5, Bonnie Sackrider, Director of Community Services, said the 2022 budget included $51,977 for the proposed project. When that money wasn't spent, it was placed into a reserve fund, which is also where the unspent money from the parking lot lighting went. Staff asked to take the original budgeted amount from the reserve, along with part of the savings from the lighting project, to move the accessible parking spot project forward. In doing this, no new money is required from the levy, it is solely a reallocation of previously approved capital dollars, Sackrider said. According to the town, there has been substantial public interest in upgrading accessible parking spaces at the complex. Although the ground cover does meet the minimum standards for accessible parking, the area does not meet the standard for visual identification, types of accessible parking spaces, and access aisles, they stated in a report. It should also be noted that the existing ground cover is substandard. Moving forward with this previously approved project will ensure that the municipality complies with legislation and will support the town in meeting the vision of the province in becoming fully accessible by 2025. The entire meeting can be watched below.